evening, everyone. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. You are, and I am, and we're going to be better at it, aren't we? And that's why you're listening to this show. This show tonight, I want to talk about surrendering. And as you know, my name is Veronica Entwistle, and I work with a wonderful, stable coalescence of guides and angels who've taught me so much through the years. And what they have always said is super, super consistent, that when you really want to get in touch with who you are, 95% of the job is clearing, releasing, releasing, because we're kind of like little encyclopedias of our past and of all the places we've been, and actually of the socially constructed reality, all the effluent of people's thoughts and feelings, culture after culture, century after century, maybe planet after planet, I don't know. So if you think you're thinking for yourself, that's a bigger job than I ever understood when I was younger. Thinking for ourselves is always a matter of clearing as much as it is about thinking. Does that make sense? So one of the things we wanted to talk about tonight also was surrendering. Because right now on the planet, oh my gosh, systems are breaking down. I feel downloads, universal downloads in such odd ways where I get these strange, really strange vibrational hits. Do you? I get so that my whole body has got a fine, sort of a nice buzz. I like it when I used to call in. I used to call in Shakti. I used to call in whatever I wanted, doing I am the presence of, you know, a great hairdo or something a little more etherically exotic, like I am the presence of Shakti. And what would happen ultimately is I would get this incredible, incredible buzz, spiritual buzz, which was very, very wonderful, but kind of threw me off the wall for a while. Anyway, some of that was beginning to happen. Not that I felt like I was getting straight universal downloads of Shakti. I don't know what it was, but I know I get these. I know I'm not the only one. That's why I'm talking about it, that there's something coming down from the from gosh knows where, from source, from different galactic centers, from things that some of us see as intuitives, which I have often seen our galaxy moving wildly in wild waves, and then it'll calm down. And I'm not sure what that means. As you and I know, that's a very mammoth picture. So I have nothing to kind of test it with. And then we're hearing more and more about 2012, having listened to C.J. Kalaman and other people over the last number of months. And Kalaman I love because he talks about how basically these periods of history, I think they're 26,000 years apart or some approximate date, we're coming to the end of one and the beginning of another. And I believe the ending and the beginning might be a transitional phase. It could last, what, 30, 40, 50 years, 20 minutes, I don't know. But anyway, what he talks about is how, like I just mentioned a few minutes ago, that in the collective, there are so many thoughts and feelings left from social experiences or experiences of all kinds over the last millennium, really, after the last thousands of years, and that we breathe them in and so on. But we also know that the collective is, as Aurobindo would say, has its own dharma. It has its own purpose and so on. And from what Kalaman says is that there's downloads from the universe and there are these huge shifts and infusions of different consciousness that come through very slowly but clearly every so many thousand years. And, you know, you think about the Industrial Revolution, or you think about how it was like when Christ was around, or you think about how it was like way back in the days of the dinosaur and stuff. There have been some huge, huge shifts in consciousness. And a lot of us feel frustrated that humanity, as a clump, for as far as there's been recorded history, hasn't changed that much. You still deal all the time with them that has gets, and them that don't have don't get very much, and that many who have, or not many, there are systems that are saying, if I can grab more and hold on to more, the better off I am. So fewer are having more on the planet. But notice that where the corruption is involved in that, and remember, this kind of corruption of thievery, stealing, domination, greed, overpowering through war, whatever, that's been going on forever, right? I won't say forever, for thousands of years. And now what's happening is there are a lot of systems revealing the corruptions deep within, stuff that was held as even the guy who, I don't read all the news, I get it secondhand from Bob, my wonderful partner, and various other people, and periodically I peek through Huffington Post and so on, which I do get. But it's sort of interesting that there's tremendous revelations of corruption, like the head of the world monetary system, who was chasing a woman down the hallway, and apparently in that very special old boy network or very power-based small elite group, that was all cricket. That was all fine. But the fact that it's been made available to everyone, and all of a sudden it's like horrifying, even though maybe that went on for thousands of years and nobody ever decided it was wrong because these were powerful people, I think is an indicator of these infusions of a different consciousness that are really disrupting the way our collective has held its truth. You know, it goes back to Enron. It goes back to, what, the 60s when the news was being bought in a massive level by corporations, when television, when media was being bought up by places. And we all know that it designs our way of thinking and so on. Well, all of this stuff is coming up and being absolutely, we're seeing it, we're hearing it, we're knowing so much more of the wool that's been pulled over our eyes and the impact that it's had on us. And it seems like as all that breaks apart, you can't stuff all that back into the bottle. The genie's out of the bottle, isn't it? And many, many people and many, many systems are breaking up all over the place, and there's no way to put them back together. So take a look at media. The systems are breaking apart. We know the media is corporately owned. But what have we got? We've got internet. We've got all kinds of, what do they call, independent media sources now, probably for good or ill. We've got all kinds of YouTube. People are talking about whatever it is they want to talk about. And the traditional news media is reducing its listenership and its ownership by many. It's a really interesting time. And the reason I use that example is because what's happening, even just with YouTube or even just with the internet discussions with independent, like Truthout, MoveOn.org, there's a whole bunch of them, more and more people are thinking and feeling what's really going on and bringing it up. And you can't tuck back knowledge. You can't, some of it might be erroneous, but the reality is, so is all the professional media. So at least we have access to finding out things that are going on that might not hit the mainstream media. And you can't tuck that away. People are realizing that this is an example of how society is changing, the collective is changing. We're connecting with people all over the world easily over the internet. And we're not just collecting, sorry about that phone, we forgot to turn that bell off. But we're not just connecting with people that are a part of our own special social group. We're connecting with very different people, whether they're in China or Africa or the Middle East. They can't separate us anymore by putting us in controversial or contrary groups to keep us apart. I think it's really true that the systems that are awakening and breaking apart are actually giving birth to possibilities of our, the systems that are all breaking apart are actually making it possible for us to go through the shift. You might think that's a funny cycle that I just went on, but the shift is supposed to be when you and I get a chance to release a lot of the subconscious drives, a lot of the things that keep us tethered or that keep us enslaved in ways of thinking, feeling, and seeing, keep us addicted, if you will, keep us designed by an external force and so on. The shift, we're supposed to be able to come into truth with ourselves, and we're supposed to be able to learn how to live a life of sense of harmony, of sharing, of from the inside out, or I like to say from me first, which means that I learned to clear out a whole bunch of my stuff, going back to 95% of the job is clearing. And I learned to live in cahoots with the earth, in harmony with other people, and in harmony with, this to me is really extremely important, instead of getting my information and self-descriptions on a lateral way by seeing how everybody else is being, I get it through connection with my guides and angels, with my higher source, with the source of consciousness that, however you understand it, I call it the higher self and spirit. We have guides and angels, but there's a much greater spirit source than that, isn't there? And so if you can get yourself clearing, clearing, and more clearing, and again, we're going to go into surrender and making higher and higher connection on a daily basis, then finding out what is your true purpose? What is it that your soul's journey wants you to bring into your manifestation, wants you to creatively bring forward into the world at this juncture when things are changing? What is it that's essentially you and yours? Wow, that's a big question when we're so cluttered with our past, everybody else's past, all kinds of influences. So let's play with it today. And ultimately, the art of okay, I'm doing several things here. One is the art of being attuned to clearing first and your connection with your higher self and knowing kind of what you want, or even if you don't, then dropping into a full surrender is one of the greatest ways for us to move with the absolute speeding updraft of reality change, the downloads that are coming from the universe, the absolute changes of frequency that are going on all over the world right now. They're so darn fast sometimes I can barely stand it. Even right now my body's just buzzing like mad. Is yours? And so when you do a combination of this connecting to the higher, that's not Fox News, right? Connecting to the higher, releasing fears, anxieties, doubts, self-esteem issues, and so on, and then surrendering. The next steps for you are going to come up. The next kinds of people that you need to meet are going to come up. And a lot of it's happening really fast these days. So I'd like us to talk about that. Usually, also, tonight we're going to have more time for callers. I've been having, usually I have Deb O'Connor, who's a delightful, absolutely delightful, at least I find her, a delightful, poetic, once editor, now astrologer. She usually comes on at 7:30, and we share some time together talking about what the planets are doing and what impact they have on us, and we've just come through the solstice. So we're going to miss her tonight. She's not coming. But in any case, what we're going to do is have more time to chat with you, so I really want your calls. So let's do a meditation together, and then you can call in. We're going to do the sacred geometric meditation. I might change it. Partly the influence of Penny Pierce, who was on my show on Tuesday night on Paradigm Shifters, she amped up something that I've been playing with for a long time, but she really amped it up. So I'm thinking that maybe we'll do a different kind of meditation. Are you up for that? All right. I just finished talking about how we're going to do releasing, we're going to connect to our higher selves, and then we're going to surrender. So let's do a vibrational exercise in which we do that. Now, the other thing I'd like to do before we do it is call in the sacred geometric structures again, because I feel like I think they really help us to steady our kind of energy work and really protect us from absorbing and breathing in the collective and so on. Now, the very high-frequency energy healing work that a lot of us do, that does that as well, but anyway, I really like to do it. So above your head, about 2 miles, is the golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of gold from the upper golden ball right down through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now, how are you doing? Can you feel that energy? Okay, so we're going to do an exercise of surrender. first I want you to drop into your body and feel, feel your, I'm looking at a lot of people out there, I'm going, okay, feel that tension about being poised in your life and you don't quite know which way to go or what to do. So you're trying to do all the manifestation you can. Okay, I want you to feel that tension about doing in your body. Now, for some of you, there's a self-esteem issue, and that doing will slip around. For some of you, it's a really hard do. It's very different for many of you, so just do whatever it is that comes up for you. I want to feel that kind of probably that willful anxiety about drive. And exaggerate where it is. And now I want you to bring that really intense feeling of do, whether it's an indecision or confusion or a real focus, and bring it into your awareness in your body, wherever it is. And now let it become a kind of a cloak. Let it move out of your body and surround your body from your head down to your toes and have it expand and expand and expand. For some of you, it's getting lighter and lighter and lighter. Funny, when I do this, I feel like I don't even have a body. How do you feel? Expand it. Take a few deep breaths while you're expanding it. And how far around your body can you get it to go? Can you get it to move out of a 12 feet, 40 feet, even 2 feet? However far you can do it. Now look at the inside of you. There. I wish you could talk to me. I see a whole bunch of things. So for me, there's this wonderful light. I'll just talk about me, 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 because somehow we have to start with me, don't we? So there's this light in there. And it's kind of sweet, and it's kind of innocent, and it's sparkly. And that's my beingness, isn't it? That's just a beingness. Now let's ask our angels and guides to pull that do-do-do film or vibrational layer away from us. Yeah. Now Penny Pierce did a kind of a Lazarus kind of thing, so let's do a little of that too. So go up into your, it'll be different because it's always different, isn't it? Go up into your imaginal realm, go up into your imagination, up into the imaginal realm, where there is no time and space and everything is fluid. And just feel, see, and know yourself flowing into whatever it is you're wanting to do and be. We'll say whatever it is you're wanting to be. And just let it flow around you. What do you see? Do you see colors? Do you see really wonderful pictures? Do you just get a feeling, a bunch of feelings? And when it's flowing, then bring it back down into your body, into the top of your head, and have it drop back into your body and become your being. That's nice. Everybody looks so beautiful. But you all looked a little bit more full-bodied after you came in than you did when we were just separating from the doingness. I know, just take a couple of deep breaths. And I want you to imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine. Whenever I do this, I often picture myself in a garden, like a rock quarry, with wonderful fountains and beautiful plants. And sometimes none of that. Sometimes it's very different. Imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine. And then just surrender. I surrender. I surrender to the divine. I surrender. I surrender. And when you do that, I want you to lie there in that state of surrender until your tensions fade, until you stop trying to surrender, until you stop doing, and you lie there spent. Good, I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. And then what happens? And you can stand up, and you can join me here on BBS Radio with your calls and so on. That little surrender exercise, even just by itself, is a very, very delightful tool to use. I've probably talked about this a lot on the show, but it's an absolutely delightful tool. And as we move toward the shift, and imagine these huge changes, these downloads of energy coming from the universe, imagine this tremendous shift in the collective going on with the whole Mayan calendar thing. Mayan calendar was designed to define or talk about these shifts. It wasn't designed after. It was designed in order to keep people alert to it. Anyway, I'm going to give you the numbers, and I want you to call in. Tell me what's going on in your life. Is it chaotic? Are you having a blast? Do you have any feedback on the meditation or anything else? Here's the numbers. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Now that's for both U.S. and Canada. And we also have three other numbers, so you can call in on any of the other three numbers as well. 530-327-7602. 530-413-4510. 530-413-4522. I'd love to talk to you. My name is Veronica Entwistle. You're listening to Radiance by Design, and what we're wanting to do is learn to release enough and build up our radiance so we can move through the shift like these divine beings we are. I keep hearing over and over again, we really don't need to be hauling with us all our old subconscious hoo-ha. Have you heard that? Isn't that the most exciting thing in the world? Now, the reason we surrender, one of the things that some of my clients get anxious about when we talk about surrender is, what's going to guide it? I mean, what if we surrender? Well, what if we don't do anything at all? What if we're sort of lying by the side of life and it flows past us? Or what exactly does surrender mean? Who am I surrendering to? It's really interesting because if you're going to go into your body, some of you are really tense and angry, okay? And that's okay. What I want you to do is see, we'll just pick the anger because it's a nice dramatic thing to work with, and we do all have it periodically. I went through a tense period where I was really trying to control a lot of things in order to break my patterns. This was years ago, and I'd been through a lot of trauma, and I hadn't really been okay in the mind and the heart and so on. I'd been quite hurt. And I had a tension about me that I was conscious of, but I couldn't seem to release it. I did a lot to release it. But then the guide suddenly started saying to me, lay down your arms. Lay down your arms. I go, I'm not angry, because by the time you get used to living with your tension or your determination or whatever it is. But as they said that, and I would channel for it regularly, kind of little bits of channeling, I started to realize that in the art, and it's a little bit like the surrender, in the art of actually laying down my arms in a vision, laying down my arms, whatever that meant, I could make up wooden swords from Halloween days or anything I wanted, but just laying down my arms, sometimes I'd see my hands in fists, I'd go into a surrender mode and I'd see my fists pounding on the ground. And so I would do that in my vision until they stopped and I literally lay down my arms. It's really an interesting thing because if you're wanting to do conscious creation of your reality, you're going to want to unravel or undo all of these patterns that we've developed through reaction on this planet. We're moving into a time, you guys, where we don't actually have to be the same model that we've been through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. We don't have to cart it with us anymore. So let me pick on some people out there. Are you going to phone in tonight, you guys? We got lots of time tonight, and I haven't heard from very many of you lately, so I'd love to hear from you. I'm trying to remember her name. There's a woman whose name I want to call, but I won't because she did ask me not to do that. A couple of you that have been going through absolutely tremendous, a number of you, in fact, but I'm thinking of a couple in particular who have been going through tremendous initiation periods. Initiation periods are when all kinds of things go wrong. All kinds of things go, in quotes, wrong. Maybe it's not wrong. It's where everything seems to be pulled away from some people. Or for other people, it's like nothing works anymore. Nothing works. I don't feel right. I feel sick. And I can't really live the life that I've lived before. People who are in a state of initiation often look extremely frustrating to their friends, to home and family, because everywhere they try to put it back together, guess what? It doesn't work. And it doesn't work because, on a deeper level, the soul is asking you for a surrender. It's asking you to give up, lay down your arms, give up your control, give up what you're hanging on to in your life, give up the way you seem to be holding your identity. Identity is another exercise we're going to do tonight, identity release. And if you don't, if that starts happening for you and you don't surrender or you don't give up, you go through these periods of time where it seems that nothing you do is okay. And the danger of that is that you can feel like you're going crazy or that you're going to judge yourself madly. But the deeper question is, when nothing is working, what is the universe trying to tell me? The other thing that keeps hitting me over and over again, when people feel, so many people feel unloved or unlovable or, you know, my mom didn't love me or my dad didn't love me and all of those things that we've all had to dig through or, you know, some traumas from childhood or not belonging in your own family of origin. There's a lot of us that have had to go through facing that you couldn't belong the way the family fabric was. You just couldn't because you wouldn't find yourself. There's all these different scenarios that we kind of need recovery from because we take it personally. We wrap it up into I'm not enough or I'm a victim or all of those goofy things. And where was I going with all that? Basically, the surrender is about coming to, it's the initiation. That's what I was talking about. Sorry, I kind of got lost in my images and visions, and it's beautiful out, and the clouds are gorgeous. So let's go back into initiation. A lot of times, those periods, the people who don't belong, for example, those periods of initiation are to rip you out of the self-deception where you're trying to belong to something and you're trying to fit yourself into a program that you consider to be quite secure. You're trying to be to win the appreciation of your fellow folks and you're trying to make yourself secure. Guess what? If you're hitting an initiation, guess what? You shouldn't be trying any of that anymore. You shouldn't be doing any of that anymore. You should be in absolute surrender because that's the only thing that's going to work. It's like when you're floating on your back downstream. If you grab at all the twigs and branches down the side of the stream, you'll have more water up your nose than you can handle, right? But if you're in a state of surrender when you go through initiation, it's a lot easier to be fueled by the drive of your soul and kind of egged on by your guides and angels. The higher consciousnesses can't just say to you, okay, go here and do that, although some people say their guides do that. I think Eckhart Tolle says that, except that I think he went through months and months of initiation before he actually got told what to do. And same with Neil Donald Walsh. A lot of these big teachers have been through humongous periods of initiation. And my point is that deep in your soul, you have a drive, a tremendous drive, and it's got some goals in it, it's got gifts in it, it's got places and things that it wants to do. Some of you, many of you listening to this show, are people who came here, who souls who came here for this time in the history of our planet, this time, the time of the shift. We came here to make a difference, to teach people that it's safe to get out of the belonging and into an indescribable newness. We came here to say it's safe to be true to yourself, to find out who you really are, to clear the family of origin or the whatever the programs are, social structures, doodly-doo, lineage, genetic stuff. It doesn't matter. We're here to clear that so that we can take a flying leap into a new level of consciousness. It's really exciting. So if you belonged into the old paradigm, you may not go through the initiation, right? You may be sort of stuck in, everything's fine in my life. I'm not going to make a difference. I have my Cadillac. I've got my security. I've got my bonds, whatever it is. And you are obviously not going to be hearing maybe your soul's saying that you're one who stabilizes the old paradigm. I don't know. But if you're here to make a difference, guess what? You're going to have your life just pulled apart. So call in and talk to me. I know a whole bunch of you who've called in a number of times have talked about how their own life has been pulled apart, how they've run out of money, how their marriage suddenly fell apart, how they were mistreated at work so much so that they had to leave, how they left everything. I know how they left a job, went back to look after a dying parent, and then was absolutely shunned by the parents, by the rest of the parents' families. And then had to go and find a new job, and that was a slow process. And in that process, you learn a healing art or something, and it takes a while to establish your business and all of that, and it seems like you've been left out by the universe. But actually, the reality is the universe is loving you enough to reflect back to you where your fears, your doubts, your old belief structures are. And that's why we're loved enough to be in settings that irradiate back to us exactly what it is we're wanting to know about ourselves so we can unhook it. It's very exciting these days. It's just crazy. How many of you feel like it's really, really fast out there? Okay, I'm going to look around and I'm going to start picking from this little group. I wanted you to call in. I thought we could have a pithy kind of interactive conversation. I love conversation. I guess this is the universe telling me to get going and do some feel on my own. Okay, you got it. I see a couple of you wanting to call in, so stop being such a wimp and call in. Okay, here we go. Now I'm seeing someone whose life is, oh my goodness, all right, here's a woman whose life is very beautiful, but she's in pain all the time. The pain is in her back, and she has a lot of light in her. I think you're probably in your 50s or so. You have a lot of light in you, and you have a lot of gifts and talents and artistry and so on, but there's a pressure in her, and she's, oh my goodness, she teaches singing. There's something very vibrationally astute about this woman. She's a wonderful being. And she always looks good. And everything in her home and everything looks good. And I'm saying to you, you need to stop for a minute, go inside and ask your soul journey. One of the greatest tools that I use in my own little world is reveal to me how I'm deceiving myself. Or reveal to me what's the truth about my life. Reveal to me how I really do feel about my life. Or reveal to me where I'm hanging on. What is the other one? I want you, my beautiful, beautiful, successful woman here, to drop inside and ask where you're victimized. Ask yourself where you're a victim. And everyone at home, do the same thing. Ask where you're a victim. Don't do that New Age thing that says, oh, I'm not a victim. I dealt with that years ago. Nonsense. We all get victimized. Oh, the economy is a victim. You know? Okay, so everybody take a minute and ask yourself to feel in your body, mind, which aspect of you is in victim right now. Okay? And I'm looking especially at my lady who's got her whole life so beautifully appointed, but she's in terrible pain. And I think her victim is in all her bone structure right now. Yeah, one of the women I'm going to be interviewing in the next little while was talking about how we can, we know this, but I'm telling you, I just read it before we started this show. She was just talking about how we can even change bone spurs and so on with our attitude. So I'm saying to you, who has a beautiful life, your whole structure is beautiful, but your whole body structure is in pain and is very frail and fragile. Now, what do you think that means? When you want to heal something in yourself, it's really crucial to figure out where your will is keeping, is propelling things to be that way. Your will is holding it like that. And your will has a lot to do with your bone structure, doesn't it? And your will has a lot to do with how you've managed to keep yourself to keep yourself structured. And I'm looking at her, I'm going, pains and so on are telling me that the way the structure that looks so good in the external world is coming from your inner self, your inner structure is failing. It's hurting like mad. It's screaming at you, pay attention to me. So what I would do with you is I would want you to drop inside and really ask yourself if this is true. Ask yourself, is this true? And for those of you who are working on victim in different ways, I'll jump around and help you in just a minute. I just want to ask her to ask herself if this is true. Because you know what? When you start to really get with that, you're going to find, now in your case, your soul is asking you to bring refinement and beauty and home skills to a much higher level. And I don't know whether you're going to actually move from teaching it to singing or from teaching something to actually embodying something, but there's something in your soul's journey that's asking you for transcendence, for moving out of the situation you're in and into a more exalted state. And that doesn't mean you're going to have to leave home and family and give up your job. It means that there's a level of your creative presentation that has to be expanded in order to satisfy your dharma. We talked about the collective having a dharma. Well, each of us has a dharma too, which is the purpose of our being here. And I believe this, looking at you, that should you surrender, for example, your victimization, surrender it to God or whoever you pray to, Creator Spirit, Mother, Father, God, God, Goddess, all that is, just surrender it. You watch. Just keep surrendering. See, your bones are already talking to me. I can see them. The whole radiation part in your bones is changing for me. It's almost like you're burning them out by having a dissonance between how you present structure and what your soul wants your structure to embody. So the fear of losing everything you have is a little misplaced, because what it is everything ratchets up a bit. You know, it all moves up to a higher octave. Everything becomes more transcended instead of so contained and so willfully driven. Try it. I wish you'd phone me and let me know how that's doing, because it's very magical. And I wouldn't be surprised if we found out in a short while, because you will be in touch somehow, if we found out in a short while that you've really made a huge difference in your body pain. Yeah, you're an amazing woman and you should appreciate that in yourself. I think you do in a way. It's the fear that holds you back. And then some of these other people with the victimization, I'm seeing, I know this one, this is really funny. Here's a woman who's really powerful and you're really victim. This is funny, actually, everybody. We all have some of this, okay? You're victimized by your spirituality. Isn't that interesting? So who are you as a good spirit? Does that mean that you're really, really patient and you're absolutely tolerant when someone is letting you down because you're really trying to send them the higher consciousness and give them trust, honor, faith, spiritual recognition, all of that kind of stuff? Because I see you kind of being frozen in time and trusting someone to do what he says, but there is no evidence that he ever will. But your process is like, I was going to say like Delta Dawn, but I'm not trying to be pejorative. I'm not trying to pick on you here. I'm trying to say we all have some of this. And in the name of being spiritual, you are tolerating the intolerable. You're tolerating someone else designing a great deal of your life. So you are being victimized. And I want to tease you and go, you're a powerful, powerful woman. You have a lot you should be writing. You have a lot of deep understanding, very deep impassionment in you that hasn't been presented yet. And you must be in your 60s by now. You're a really wonderful, strong-willed woman, but you're victimized by what you consider to be the higher order of thought. The kind of tolerance that keeps you frozen in time is not the higher order of thought. You know, compassionate recognition of what's going on and then dropping in again with, say, ask your body, I want to feel all the victim energy. You can all do this. I want to feel all the energy of being victimized. I want to exaggerate it. I want to exaggerate it. And we'll use that exercise we did at the beginning. Have it expand and expand the victim. And have it be like a cloak that's becoming more and more thinly moleculed. And it's way out there. It's getting transparent. Move over, Obama. And it's getting lighter and lighter. And it's around you. It's no longer in you. And then have your angels take it. And then what I really want you to do, because there's a release involved in this, it's very huge. And then what I want you to do is imagine falling on your face at the feet of the divine or any other way you find a good surrender. I like a visualization because it makes it more thorough. And just hand yourself over, because it seems to me that either you're going to get, there you are. Gosh, your light is really different right now. Whoa. And as you lay there, you're going to hear some whispers about what it is that you need to do next. But imagine in your vision just to lay there until the tension's gone. That's good enough. But you're going to get some whispers. I want to say it's coming from your soul, but I also see that it's coming from your higher guidance. Excellent job. And your belly. Remember, the belly houses the subconscious. Your belly has changed color absolutely radically. Remember, it holds everything left over, all the subconscious karmic stuff, mother, father, sexual, teachers, and so on, and even giving birth. You just shot light through it. It's incredible. Like that. And sometimes when you do that surrender, a being of light will come and pick you up, or a beautiful angel. And sometimes you just pick yourself up and dust yourself off. Don't throw yourself down on the floor and surrender, because you'll bang your nose. All right. Now there's another. I see a fellow here who's in his 50s, probably 40s or 50s, very, very successful. He's got high blood pressure. He's very successful. And he's a victim. Okay, he's this kind of success victim. He's victimized by being on the treadmill of a corporate world and having a home and family, and he does not know how to get out of that. And he's picking up speed inside. There's a part of him, and he's building up to, if you can hear me right now, you're building up for a heart problem if you don't slow down. You're a very successful man, like our first lady we were talking about. You appear to be extremely successful, but you don't see any way off of that track you're on. You see no way. And I see the voices in your head saying things like, well, it's a crazy world out there. You got to hang on to what you have, okay? There's the victim right there, isn't it? Now, part of it's true. I mean, we have to eat, don't we? We have to get our nails done. We have to eat. We have to pay the mortgage. If you've got a mortgage, you have to pay your rent. You have to raise your family and all that. I understand that. And in a way, we could say we're kind of victimized by that. But you want to be in a state where you're creating that and you're really honoring doing it. Because there you are. You're already changing. Because the attitude you've got, I want to say, is two funny things. One is, yeah, you could, if you lose your job, gosh knows it could be a while before you get another one. But the other thing is, when you turn your head around, you're going to find that you're participating, and this is a prediction. Predictions are meant to be played with. You can change any prediction with your intention and your clearing and so on, and your surrender. But if you back up and release being victimized by it, it's absolutely, and you can call it up and make it a cloak around you and make it thinner and farther from your body. Just really shine light in it and have it expand and expand until it becomes like a gossamer thing that's easy to move. That's right. See, it took it off your heart right there, and it took it off your solar plexus, still a little bit on the left. But there, it comes right off. Then you're going to start seeing that there are a couple of people, and they want to do this kind of new business thing, and you're right in line with it, and you're going to have a blast with them. So where you were victimized, you weren't really. The opportunity is coming, and the light that you have moving through you that's kind of led by your soul and by your higher guidance, that's what's going to bring it to you, not this incredible determination to remain stable on your hamster wheel and to have all that pressure building up. So I'm going to finish all this by saying, you know, that pressure in us, all of us have some form of it, whether it's for spiritual matters or for... I'm reminded about Jawal Kuhl's thing a couple of weeks ago about spiritual narcissism. And this isn't quite what he meant, but that's really made me think a lot, made me laugh, and it made some of my listeners and my clients frustrated and angry. But anyway, what he said was there's a big danger, there's a kind of a narcissism in spiritual people who feel like they have what it takes. I can't remember how exactly he said that, but I'll jump into my own interpretation. We have what it takes. We know what it is. It's like, I really hold on to my position. I think that's really dangerous, too. And I don't pay any attention to, he was chiding those of us who don't do the news very much. I don't pay any attention to the news because that's not me, because I'm spiritual. And in my spiritual world, that can't touch me. Okay. Going back into victim, there's a holding pattern in there, isn't there? It's kind of like people who do that, and I've had snippets of that in my world too. People who do that are holding on to a perception of themselves so they will be safe from the world. Now, the reality is, I think we all know that if we're creating our reality, we can live in concurrent realities side by side, meaning I do believe that if you see the positive side, you will evoke a different out picture than somebody who's hanging on hard to... Well, let's go back to our three people that we just talked to. They hang on hard to the status quo that they've gotten. They'll have a different outcome than when they've let go. So it's like two different realities right there for each one of them and for you and I. But the narcissism part comes, I think, when we're hanging on so hard that we're scared to see beyond whatever it is we're holding on to or identifying with. Does that make sense? That needs to be talked about with greater depth and a lot more time, which I don't have right now. So let's do one final thing, is to call up. Let's take a look at ourselves. Take a deep breath. Oh, I do have a caller. Goody. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I've had a very interesting month.
Oh, good. Is it a good one?
It's been good. It's really weird that this is kind of my moon week, and I had 2 weeks of being told to be gentle with yourself and relax, and sometimes I was and sometimes I wasn't. And in the midst of wonderful things happening, I'm getting this, all this stuff I thought I didn't care about just popped up.
Wonderful.
You know? But I'm also like, getting, yeah. Stuff
you mean like
I've
stuff
really
you're trying to get rid of?
Yeah, stuff I thought I'd gotten, I had let go of, but it's been popping up again. And,
well, thanks to the eclipses and the solstice and all of that, eh?
Possibly.
So what did you do? You're looking pretty good.
Yeah, well, let's see. I've been fasting. I've been doing Neshma healing sessions. In fact, I'm going to be part of a three-month study where I'm getting them every other week for free.
Yay.
From a friend of mine. Yeah, that it's really funny. I met her because she's the ex-girlfriend of a guy that teaches this instrument that I've been wanting to learn how to play that I got into from my Turkish friend.
Hmm.
And that turns out I knew this other guy. Like, I may possibly met him 20 years ago, but still haven't met him yet, but now I'm not friends with his ex-girlfriend, so it's kind of funny. But been leading drum circles, just starting another one tomorrow. My good friends over here, we're hanging out and trying to figure out how we're going to scan my artwork and my poetry and finally finish my book and starting to get this tour together. I want to do sacred sites and still need to call Randy again.
Yeah.
I haven't contacted him since March.
And we have to draw this to a close, unfortunately, as you know, right?
Yeah, but the most difficult thing has been lately is just dealing with the grief that comes up because I find that I've been... I think maybe I'm holding space for my friend in Turkey. I don't know. And for his family, I'm not sure. Because I get this feeling I'm supposed to send them positive energy and beautiful things are happening. But the past keeps kind of nipping at me a little bit.
I don't think we know about your friend in Turkey. What's happening with him?
Oh, shoot. Promise not to tell them about the killer. Okay. His sister committed suicide last month.
Oh, I think we did. We talked about that.
Yeah, I just wasn't supposed to reveal that it was him. But, yeah,
oh, bless
she was a
his
friend
heart.
Of mine. And, yeah, and she's I've seen her. She's surrounded by light, and it brought lots of good things in her lives. And I saw that it's really weird. I felt like he was really depressed early in the week, and I just had this feeling sending some really positive energy. And he started writing again.
Yay.
You know, it was great. And then I started feeling depressed later in the week. I'm like, why am I depressed about this now? I don't know if I'm picking up on him or if it's just, I guess it's what's inside
of me. But Stephanie, what you said earlier in this talk, then I have to say goodbye, unfortunately, but you said how it's bringing up things that you thought you'd dealt with. I really feel like it's a part of that, and I think a lot of us have been experiencing that, me included.
It's weird because I've not had grief like this before. For me, grief was always devastating, and now it's like I'm actually happy right after people have died because I connect. I see the wonderful things going on, and I see it spurs wonderful things in me and creativity, and I feel connected. And then this weird wave of grief hits me later that's like devastating. It's been really weird.
But I think when we're getting reactions coming through, as fast as they are these days, they are tumultuous, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like, man, what's up with that?
But I'm very proud of you. I just want to say that we're talking tonight about surrender. We're talking about clearing and getting in touch with the soul journey. And I feel like you're just really bouncing through all three of those and really embodying new levels of yourself. It might be a little chaotic for a couple more months, but it's really exciting.
Oh.
Come on, tell me you're excited.
I'm excited, but at the same time, it's weird because I'm having to, it's like I made a commitment to work at the metaphysical fair. My friends can help me get stuff together for my booth, hopefully. But yeah, I'm actually seeing all the things I had to let go of to do that, too. And that's been difficult, you know.
Well, give us a call again next week and tell us how you're doing. And I have to say goodnight or they're going to hook me off stage.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
goodnight, and thank you for your call. All right. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thank you so much for listening. Many blessings to all of you. Take a deep breath and breathe love out to one another in the Radiance by Design community. It's kind of an uplifting, surrendering, clearing everything. And remember, stay tuned at the top of the hour for Jackie Salviti and the team, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And next week on Paradigm Shifter, 8 o'clock Tuesday, is Galexis, and a lot of you just love Galexis. So thank you so much. If you'd like to be in touch with me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'd love to give you a session or, you know, listen to your suggestions for guests and ideas and feedback. Good night, everyone. Many blessings.